No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I'm now pleased to bring on my special guest. This man is a Husker great, Nebraska's current governor, a multi-time Blackshirt, two-time first-team All-Big A performer, Nebraska football Hall of Famer. And he played one of my favorite named positions ever, the monster position. All right. And he also recovered, as I mentioned earlier, the fumble, clinching the victory in 1978 Nebraska over number one Oklahoma. The fumble was by Heisman Trophy winner, Mr. Billy Sims. How you doing, my friend, Mr. Jim Pillen?
Hey, Adam, I'm really good. You call me Jim, not Mr. You make me feel too old when you do that. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you joining me. So I'm going to be honest. The first question I got, Trev Alberts, talk to me about Trev Alberts going to A&M. I know it's yesterday's news, but I haven't had a chance to chat with you about it, and then we'll move forward after that.
You know, we all make decisions based on what we think is best for our family and for us. And, you know, I feel really bad for Trev that he came to that conclusion. Wish him well. He's a Husker. He's not an Aggie. He's in foreign territory, and I'm pretty sure he's probably waking up realizing that.
All right. So the leadership at Nebraska, there was a lot of conversations about that. You even sent out a message about the Board of Regents, things of that nature. How are you feeling now when it comes to the leadership throughout the University of Nebraska, the Board of Regents, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, I think that in the end, I certainly respect everybody on the Board of Regents. You know, I was disappointed that it took them 3 months to put a search committee together. I felt that Ted Carter should have been moved on immediately. I told Ted that myself. When you take a job and then you stay for 4 or 5 months, you know, that doesn't make any sense. We'd never do that in business. You go broke doing that. So those are just fundamental principles that I think that, would encourage differently. Board of Regents has selected Chancellor Gold, and I've worked with Chancellor Gold on the Board of Regents for 10 years, and we'll work together as long as I'm governor and work together and make things great for Nebraska. That's what we do. That's a necessity. That's what'll take place.
So people, I've heard nothing but positive things about Chancellor Gold. He appears to be the president to be. So what can you tell the fine folks who'd like to learn a bit more about the individual who certainly appears to be our next president? What should the people of Nebraska know about him?
Well, Chancellor, there's nobody that will work harder than Chancellor Gold. He doesn't require a lot of rest. He's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of passion. He's a trained engineer. He grew up real poor in New York City, and the only way he could go to school is on a scholarship to become an engineer. And then after he became an engineer, he found his way into medical school, and he became a thoracic cardiac surgeon, pediatric, so he used to do surgeries on little on children's hearts that were the size of a walnut. So he's a very, very detailed person, intellectually extraordinarily gifted. You know, he's, I think, my time while he became chancellor of UMC shortly after I became a regent, and I think we did over $1 billion of program statement growth. So he provided extraordinary leadership in the growth of UNMC and, you know, and in healthcare across the state of Nebraska. So, you know, that's his track record. That's what his area is. But, you know, now I look forward to working with him to make sure that we can transfer that kind of energy and growth into a lot of the other aspects outside of the healthcare community.
I'll tell you what, the cardiac surgeries on kids hits home with me. My daughter, Addison, is now 12 before she was born. Some people may remember this. It was obviously over 12 years ago, but we found out through some of the scans that they were doing before she was born, while Angie was pregnant with her, that she had a coarctation of the heart. And so what they told us is as soon as she's born, she's going to have to be taken away. We're going to have to do a surgery right away. And I asked them, I said, had we not found this, what would have happened? They said, well, one day you would have found a blue baby is what they told us. So anyways, long story short, she's born. They do an immediate, I forget what it's called. It's been a dozen years now, but they look at the heart again. Everything looks clear. It's like, holy cow. And we had a bunch of people praying for a lot of support. We really appreciate to this day. They waited 48 hours. They scanned the heart again. Again, I don't remember the medical term. Looked clear again. And she never had to have the surgery. She has no scars anywhere near her heart. So when you said that, man, that hit home with me. All right. Well, let's talk about.
Hey, it's Good Friday. God is good all the time. Right? Yes. That's what you call a miracle there.
For sure. And it's interesting because they're like, she may never be able to play, you know, sports that require a lot of running. Well, now she plays basketball and she does track. And it's just like, it's just a miracle to watch her do these things now. So
let's
talk about the AD search. Now, interim president Chris Kaborik made the announcement. Troy Dannon's our new athletic director. I'm curious how much you may or may not have been a part of that search. It kind of sounds like Kaborik was leading that and had the major part of that. They came to an agreement at, 3:51 in the morning or something like that. But how much a part or were you aware of what was going on during that search for the new AD?
You know, I think all of us that ever had the chance to be a part of the Nebraska program, and I think we all remember vividly, Coach would tell us, this is your program, this is our program, and you stand behind the program. I love the University of Nebraska program. I've supported it ever since I graduated, and no matter who's in charge, supported and did whatever I was asked to do. And I worked with Chris for 10 years on the Board of Regents, have an extraordinary amount of confidence and in him and believe in him. And he asked me if I'd be a cheerleader, and I said, heck yeah, I sure will. And so, you know, I called, and my involvement was making sure that Troy knew exactly what the University of Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, the people of Nebraska, and our athletic department have a pretty good handle on the financial aspects of it. And I cheerleaded for the athletic department, for the state of Nebraska, and the people of Nebraska.
What are your initial impressions of the new AD, Troy Dannon?
Yeah, Troy Dannon's just Nebraska through and through.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
He's a very accomplished public servant. You know, he served, I think, 16, 17 years with high school activities in association in Iowa. He was 8 years AD at Northern Iowa, and then he was 8 years at AD at Tulane and down in New Orleans, and turned that football program in from nothing to playing in Cotton Bowl. So, you know, he knows how to build a team of winners. He's a winner. He treats nickels like manhole covers, but he knows how to invest and use money to win.
All right, let's talk a little bit of football, shall we? So talk to me about the direction, your thoughts on the direction of the football program and year two as we head into year two under head coach Matt Rhule.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Coach Rhule fan. I think that the other piece of the fit with our new AD is he'll fastly become a blood brother with Coach Rhule. Really important more than ever now, in my humble opinion, that our athletic director is elbow to elbow with our football coach, because whatever it takes to make sure we win at Nebraska football now is essential for the future of the Big Ten. As things will change again in another 7 years. And so I believe Coach Rhule is one of the top five coaches in college football, and probably his ability to build relationships and know how much they care, his experience in a few years in the NFL with the NIL is really valuable. And, he's changed the culture almost overnight. I think he's done incredible. When I heard the story, I don't know if everybody's heard it, about how last fall at the end of the season, Ty Robinson came in and asked if he could stay another year, asked if he could. That's the kind of culture that Coach Rhule has. These kids believe in him. He's a football coach. He works nonstop. He'd be the closest thing that we've had as a coach since Coach Osborne to mirror how Coach Osborne does things. And he believes in physical football. You got to believe in physical. He doesn't believe in out-scheming opponents. He believes in busting them in the mouth. That's how you win football games, in my opinion.
Got to love that. And to have a player ask to stay in this day and age is going to be incredibly rare.
It's extraordinary. I get goosebumps telling that story. Right? I love this place. I get goosebumps when I tell that.
All right, so you're a defensive guy. I'm a defensive guy. Obviously, everyone's excited to have Tony White back. Give me your thoughts on having Tony White back, and just how good can the Blackshirts be this year, do you think?
Well, it looks to me like when you have the heart and soul of your whole defense back, obviously losing two linebackers, but the linebackers coming back look like they're going to be every bit as good as the Reimers and Heiner kid. And then you got all the talent up front, the strength there, and the secondary is going to be off the charts. So looks to me, and Coach White, you know, he's turned guys that couldn't make plays into making all Big Ten plays in a year's time. It would seem to me that they're going to keep people confused, and they got kids running as hard as you've ever seen in a long, long time. So I think our defense could be really, really special.
Yeah, at that linebacker spot, you got MJ Sherman, who's really talented coming back. You got Stephon Thompson, who has started under this Tony White system, transferring in from Syracuse. So I'm pretty excited about the whole defense as a whole. But when you were wondering about some of the guys who had left, we have really good guys. They're going to step up this year. All right, man, talk to me. And I know I interviewed you last summer, and I asked you this question then. But for those who didn't hear your answer, okay, the first 6 years, man, it was tough. Osborne trying to get that first win over Oklahoma. Number one OU comes in. Billy Sims, the Heisman Trophy winner, to be, not yet. They're going in. They're trying to score to take the lead. They fumble. You recover that ball and help seal the win for the Big Red. What was it like? Because I actually just watched the video yesterday. I looked it up knowing I was going to interview you today. You're running off the field, holding the ball in the air. What was that moment like? What was the atmosphere like in the stadium that day?
Well, it was, it was off the charts. It was one of those iconic moments. It's crazy. You know, that's 45 years ago. And I still, where I go, I'll have people come up and say, Jim, here's where I was when that took place. It was just one of those moments in Coach Osborne's career. It was one of those special days at Memorial Stadium that longtime Husker fans remember. And it was just incredible to be a part of it. We just had a no-name defense, just a bunch of guys cared about each other, worked hard. We hit the heck out of them, and as I say, I just fell on the ball. Jeff Hansen made the hit. O'Shep with the groundskeeper. If he didn't put extra white paint on that 5-yard line, I probably wouldn't have tripped and made the fumble recovery. So you know, but it was special stuff. It's a great memory. Just special times. And the coolest part of the whole thing that I've told this story a number of times, but, you know, Coach Osborne, when you think about being in a locker room that had nobody ever beat Oklahoma and, you know, what it took for a full year, because my junior year, we got wiped out in Norman. And so coming up that year, I mean, we worked every day in the spring. We worked every day in fall camp. We worked every day all season long, 15 minutes on arc block and doing things. And so Coach Osborne gave us, there was no shadow of a doubt, we were winning the game. There was 100% belief, not a shadow of a doubt. And that's why we won. We sure as heck weren't better than them. They were way, 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 way better football team. But we had the gift of belief, and that transformed my life. The gift of belief, if you believe, you can do anything.
Well, you were better than they were on that day. All right.
We were better. We won that game that day.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So last question I got for you. Can we get a throw the bones before we let you go?
Throw the bones. I think I throw the bones for this fall. I'll throw the bones for this fall that we will have a football team that we'll get back to expecting and believing they're going to win every game. And if they don't, we'll be disappointed. But we'll be disappointed and proud. That'd be my bones.
All right. I want to thank you for joining me. Appreciate your time. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.